This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Syrian army said on Monday it had taken full control of dozens of towns in Aleppo's northwestern countryside, and it would press on with its campaign to wipe out militant groups wherever they are found. Lucy Fielder has more.
An army spokesman announces Syrian forces have regained control of dozens of villages and towns in Aleppo province. Yet another advance the day after a huge strategic gain for President Bashar al-Assad on Sunday, when his forces drove insurgents from the highway linking Aleppo to Damascus, reopening the route between Syria's two largest cities for the first time in years. But the cost has been vast. The fight since the start of the year, backed by Russian airstrikes, to regain the last parts of the Aleppo countryside and Idlib province, has driven hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians towards the border in the biggest single displacement of the nine-year-old civil war.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Chinese health officials reported Monday the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak has surpassed 70,000, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,800. About 11,000 of those infected have already recovered. China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported 100 more deaths on Monday. Meanwhile, more healthcare workers arrived in the area to help medical personnel who've been under intense pressure since the first cases were discovered in late December. Chinese state media say China has proposed postponing its annual meetings in March of the National Legislature and top political advisory body, pending a final decision next Monday. And officials in Burkina Faso say gunmen opened fire in a village in the north Sunday, killing 24 people and wounding at least 10. The attack was in Yaga province. This is VOA News. Japan's economy has shrunk due to the effects of the country's latest sales tax hike, as well as the ongoing global coronavirus outbreak. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
Japan is the most affected country outside China, largely due to a cruise ship with more than 400 infected passengers docked in Yokohama. It is also the world's third largest economy, and analysts predict it could contract again this quarter. They blame the country's long-delayed hike in sales tax, coupled with disruption from the virus. Japan delivered the tax hike in October, and unusually warm weather kept consumers from buying things for winter, like clothing. Tokyo hoped the economy would bounce back, since officials had already taken steps to cushion the blow from the tax. But the virus is disrupting supply chains for Japan's exporters like Honda and taking a big bite out of tourism. It could push the country into a recession, defined as two straight quarters of decline. Analysts also warn that if the virus is not contained by the Tokyo Olympics this summer, the lasting economic damage will be huge.
That's Reuters' Gloria So reporting. An Istanbul court is expected Tuesday to deliver a landmark verdict on 16 civil society activists on trial for sedition. Prosecutors accused the 16 defendants of supporting and organizing anti-government protests in 2013 against then Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's now president. Prosecutors are calling for sentences of up to life in prison without parole. British singer-songwriter Elton John apologized to his fans in New Zealand late on Sunday after he lost his voice due to walking pneumonia. He was forced to cut short a concert in Auckland. Ryan Brooks has more.
An emotional Elton John had to cut short a concert in New Zealand after falling sick on Sunday. Fans in Auckland cheered in support as the singer broke down in tears before he was helped off the stage. John said he was diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier in the day. That's a more mild form of the infection, but one that made an hours-long concert hard to finish.
And God bless.
The concert is part of the singer's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, intended to be his last and consisting of more than 300 shows around the globe.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. A suicide blast Monday ripped through a crowd in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 8 people and injuring around 20 others. There were no immediate claims for the deadly attack in Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. Voters in the western U.S. state of Nevada have begun early voting in the Democratic Party contest for the U.S. presidential nomination. The process is meant to pick a candidate to oppose Republican President Donald Trump in November's national election. It's the first time early voting has been allowed in Nevada. Some voters waited up to 90 minutes on Sunday to make their selection. Marissa Melton, VOA News.